Apostle Fermi Lazarus is a man raised by God to demonstrate his wisdom and authority to the Last Day Church. He is the lead pastor of Sphere of Light Church, and God told him years ago that a time will come where my wisdom will be needed to navigate tough times in the body of Christ. Then I will cause your voice to be heard, and all who pay attention to my word on your lips will not lack light and direction. He is a man sent from God, sent to raise God's end time armies. With Apostle Fermi Lazarus, every minute counts as you listen attentively.
We are so honored and delighted to have you with us. We believe and respect what God is doing through your lives and ministries. And we appreciate you for sharing this moment with us. Let's give God a big hand in their lives. And you may please celebrate yourselves. Please be seated. God bless you. Thank you, Streams of Life. It will always be fresh. God bless you. Let's give the Lord a big hand for their lives. Every man you honor, every man you respect, every man you consider special in the activity of God as touching the head, every man you consider great, a great apostle, a great pastor, a great prophet, a great teacher, every man you consider powerful, every man you've ever looked up to in Christ that is distinct in their activities, there's something that is common to all. And the way the kingdom works, this thing doesn't die. It is something we all must learn about. And I've come to find out that it is easier and better to find a well that there is water than to dig afresh. When you listen to the story of great men, you will find them referring to other great men. You know why? Nobody is self-made. Everybody remains in their ordinary state until that which brings a difference comes upon their life. And God has used this system again and again. I've seen men that are given to prayers, are given to fasting, they are given to the study of the word. But without this thing, there seems to be a system in place to prove to us that you must honor this particular thing I'm about to talk about. Strangely, I will think that when a man gets it right in fasting, get it right in prayer and study, it is enough. I was shocked when I found even a man as great as Pastor Hia Adeboye referred to what I'm about to teach. So it looks as though that no athlete in the scheme of God's operation is a legal athlete without officially receiving the baton. somebody must pass it for the race to be legal. See people running relay race. The rule is simple. You don't run until you receive the baton. When you receive it, you run. But a lot of things determine who win. One of the factors is the speed with which you receive it. It's one of very, very important factors. The man of God, Dr. Lester Sumrall, shared the story. It was a privileged young lad who God gave the privilege of access to Smith Wigglesworth. And I watched one of his videos. He described the first time he went to Smith Wigglesworth's house. Smith Wigglesworth was a very tall man. He opened the door, looked at him. The Strasbourg was about to enter his house with a newspaper. He said, "Drop it in the basket. You don't enter my house with a lie." Both of them became friends. Day after day, he will teach him the Bible. He will read it out loud. And I think there was a war that both of them had to now go separate ways. And please hear me. I'm not trying to bamboozle you. What I'm teaching is very simple. It seems as though some men so walked with God that nobody who has contact with them remains the same. When they were going to separate themselves, he asked Dr. Lester Sumrall, "Go on your knees. I try to remember the exact words of the prayer, but it was something like, all that God has ever placed upon my life, I give you." If a man is truly hungry, one day will collide with water. He will. At least in a man's lifetime, God will give everyone the opportunity to be face to face with the impartation they need to emerge. The unfortunate thing is that most time it doesn't meet hunger. Most time blessings come looking for those who are not seeking. And they miss their moment. I'm sure you've heard that story too. Pastor Hia Adeboye shared out that he was able to book appointment with the man Kenneth Egan in the 70s. When there were several of them. Kenneth Egan came to the office. Asked all of them, "What do you want?" People mentioned what they wanted. And it doesn't look bad. So I want to sell, want to distribute your books in Nigeria. It's a way of pushing the gospel. It's good. Say, "I want to distribute your tapes." That's what they want. Look at the man, Pastor Hia Adeboye. You are not talking. "What do you want?" Say, "I want all that makes you, you." He shared the stories online. Told the one that one book. "Take the book. Let them release it. Give them what they want. Everybody can leave the office. You, with this strange request, go on your knees." Pastor Hia Adeboye said, the last he remember was that I saw the two hands coming close to his head. And that was it. When he woke up, he saw the man was praying vigorously beside him. At some point, God will give everyone the opportunity to answer the question, "What do you want?" Whether you answer it audibly or silently. But at some point, we all will. stand the chance. This meeting tonight, look at the number of people. There are agendas locked up that the whole world is waiting for. But none of these things opens without the right impartations. You will not find any man who emerged on his own. People have told me several times, I heard your message. I observed that God has placed the spirit of wisdom on your life. Share the story. I know the day it came. It was a simple meeting. I cried. I wept. I've been fasting before the meeting. I want this, Lord. I thirst for it. I desire it. That was the first time in my life of falling under the anointing. It was a redemption camp. Baba was just giving demonstration of some things, Elijah and Elisha. Something hit me. Let no one take pride in what God supplied. I did. Are you following what I'm saying? This one, I received it as a gift, as an impartation. Because the issue is that people are trying to give formula for what grace brought. We confuse the next generation. I have found out that the same way you can install a new application on a device, new programming can be installed in a meeting. You leave that meeting, an inconsistent prayer life dies. One of the feedbacks I've always heard, people who serve me, I go to minister places, for days they can't eat. Nobody said receive the grace for fasting. No. This one is not, there's discipline, but this one is grace. It's effortless. There's no difference whether I've eaten for days or not. By the hand of God. A man may look normal. You may know him to be in your generation and your class, but there will be notable shift as the man begins to take this thing that God has placed on the lives of those who have gone ahead. It is called the impartation of the Spirit. What I'm telling you is that your friend that you've always known, you will one day wake up and say, we are not in the same level anymore. Sometimes it can be just the privilege of access to certain men. Let me share a story with you. I'm going to ask you to open the scriptures. During the lockdown, 2020, I served one of my friends. Lord placed a body in our heart that since there's lockdown, nobody's traveling around the country. Let's use this privilege to meet with fathers in the body of Christ and interview them and document our experiences with them. So we began the journey. There was one of those interviews I've never spoken about. There was a woman. This is a very strange one. During the interview, we told the cameraman, hey, stop. Ah, mommy, pray for us. There's something you know. She said, hear me, myself and my husband, I think it was after 15 years of marriage that they found out that they were both heirs. They have 4 children. 3 AA. 1 AS. I said what? This doesn't make any medical sense. He said, our own generation, once God says, this is the person, then we go on fully. Thank God for medical. No, I'm not in a way telling people because, listen, oh. Faith is not call and response. Faith comes by hearing. Hearing through the word. Let me explain. It means there's no faith if there's no specific word. All that Peter needed to walk on water was a word. Come. I'm talking about the generation of people who obeyed God to the latter. Not this one that I like again, God will change it. The God who has not healed that through you, who suddenly for a babe now changes to a... What I'm talking about, are you following what I'm saying? A dimension that doesn't make sense. Went on our knees. God can do something in our own generation too. I've said it again and again. January 2020, this church was still in my parlor. If we have 14 people, we are blessed. Something shifted. And it was not about reading books on church growth. While it is good, and I've read several, but I've noticed that knowledge without the right impartation is burdensome. This thing requires power. It's there. Is it Matthew chapter number 3 verse 14 now? Is it 14 or 11? I don't know. Is it Matthew or John? Just came to my spirit. No, not John. Or Luke. Jesus returned from the wilderness. He returned in the power of the Spirit. And his fame was noised abroad. His fame. You can get me that scripture. Return in the power of the Spirit. Now, one of the things God does to increase the value that you represent in his agenda is to bring you face to face with the grace needed for that aspect of your life. It is not by might nor power. It is by the Spirit of God. Detach your mind from your connections. It has failed enough for you to know it can't work without God. Be humble about what you know. Knowledge without power is burdensome. You only lecture it, and there's no proof of it in your life. There's no man, quote me anywhere, that shifted without power. Even Newton's law of motion says that all object remains static or in a uniform state of motion unless compelled to change by an external force. It means nothing changes with time. Things change with power. And one of the things power does is that power compresses time. It compresses time. Power compresses time. Yesterday we were reading 1 Samuel chapter number 17. David got to the camp. Goliath has been making noise. I defy the army of God. I defy the army of Israel. I do this. I do that. David said, what will be done for the man who will go against him? By what strength was David speaking? It was because the chapter before then he's been anointed. He's been anointed. He spoke and conquered in the strength of it. Later you find out that David belonged to the class of men that the Bible said could even aim at the strand of hair. Yes, he was skillful. But what skillfulness will sink a stone through the helmet of brass? How much power was he wielding? One of the things I've found out is that the anointing protects the carrier. It does. It does. It does. Are you following what I'm saying? 1 Samuel chapter number 16. God had spoken to Samuel in 1 Samuel 15. He said, how long will you mourn over Saul? How long? Go to the house of Jesse. I found myself a king in his house. God is going to find somebody here tonight. You didn't say that amen like one who desires it. I say God will find somebody here tonight. God is going to ordain somebody here tonight. He will empower somebody here tonight. It will shift somebody here tonight. You know what I found out? Thank you, Father. Sometimes there's darkness in family. People have been dying. We've shifted. Know that. Hear me. Everybody's life almost miserable. People. Two things is going to happen now. People are failing. Sometimes early death. Sometimes teenage pregnancy. Wrong marriage. You just look at it. The young pepper scatter. Even the one that seemed to break through is just to it for a while. Nobody really goes far. You are coming from such a place. One of the things God does is to bring you in a house where the man has broken through and the grace to break you through is there. There is a separation process before God successfully advances any man. Some of you are facing issues at home. And I say this with all humility, fighting you from going to church, from that you are discouraged, the old church thing, this. If you don't follow the prompting of God in your spirit, you will end up like them and you can't help them. Are you following what I'm saying there? Some of you, God found a way to walk your admission in far places so that he can bring you out, re-chisel, re-impute his own plans. Some of you are sitting there. You are the one that is going to end that nonsense. Some of you are really not proud of where you are coming from. Nobody's life is worthwhile. But God is doing something. He's separating you aside for himself. He's setting you apart. Like I said, two things will happen. There are men that God is raising as hiding place for others to run under, and they are safe. There are men that tonight God is bringing you out of the fault of your lineage. What did I say? God is bringing you out of the fault. You will come out unscratched. It will be difficult for people to associate you with the problem of where you are coming from. If I be a man of God, if truly God has called me, you are coming out tonight from the cracks of your foundations. I say it again. You are coming out from the cracks of your foundation. I speak for my office. There are men that God is setting apart as the hiding place. Now hear me. Hear me. Hear me. This is the word of the Lord. Some of you are here. You are struggling with lust because the devil wants to destroy the reputation of your sanctity as a shepherd. God said in Ezekiel 34, he said, I will bring David my shepherd as the prince over them. He said that my sheep will no longer be scattered abroad. Now, when the devil knows that God wants to trust a man with a generation, he will want the man to mess up by all means. Many of you are quietly fighting battles you don't understand. You've been fighting lust. I won't do it. The devil wants to mess you up before you start. By the power in the name of Jesus, I break the process of what he has started. You will not mess up. I know what I'm saying like I know my name. I stand by the authority in the name of Jesus. I decree you will not mess up. Your garment will not be stained. I insist. Whatever sin has silenced the great men that should have emerged from your lineage, your soul is escaped. Your soul is escaped. Your soul is escaped. Your soul is escaped. In the name of Jesus. Rai kostikaye. Leuka tikende. Now hear me. Hear me. I see. What's this cloth they wear for dead people? Yeah. I see it being pulled off from someone. Every garment of the dead that has been hanging around your neck, in the name. Now hear me. There's going to be a running through of God's power across. It is a night of help. Power is God's system of rescue. All those who belong to this category that the Lord has revealed, by a mark of fire, let there be deliverance now. There's somebody, something is happening. There's a fire already. There's a fire. There's a fire. God separate you from the filthiness of that lineage. You will not wear that cloth. You will not wear that cloth. Now lift your hands, everyone. What the Lord showed to me now about that person, that they are tearing that cloth of the dead, tearing from you. I'm seeing the cloth full of filth, already stained. By a mark of fire. Father, search this person out. I set you free in the name of Jesus. Don't worry. Scan through this entire place. Scan through, Lord. Scan through. Scan through. By fire. Today, not tomorrow. You are brought out. For even the lawful captives of the mighty shall be delivered. No matter how thick the bloodline is, there's nothing greater than the blood of Jesus. I set you free. Loose them and let them go. Loose them and let them go. Doesn't matter how thick the night is. Day breaks. The night phase is over. It's over. It's over. It's over. It's over. It's over. It's over. Pay attention tonight. Pay attention. Pay attention. I shared this story with you. The lady came to me. There's been problems everywhere. Almost 40. Nothing to show for it. This is a matter of 12 years ago. All the younger ones married. No sign of progress. Prayed for her and I said the siege is over. One of the declarations I'll make tonight is that those that looks like the door of marriage is closed against, you will not miss this season. She went home. She had a vision. She saw herself lying in a grave, in a coffin. A hand came, drew her out of the coffin, washed her clean, said, "That's not your place." An elderly woman showed up, began to fight with her. "I have told you not to go and meet that pastor to pray for you again. I've told you. They fought till she beat the woman mercilessly in the dream. Woke up. Called me in the morning. I saw it with my eyes. I don't know if she's online. Called me in the morning. Woke up. Her clothes was filled with blood. The wall of the house was as though they carried a paint bowl of blood and poured it there. I've never seen it in my life. 6:30 a.m. She received a call. The woman she saw herself fighting with in the dream. They said the woman slept and didn't wake up. What I found out is that medicine has a name for everything, whether spiritual or physical. There's going to be a condition to be called. You will win your battles. You will not die fighting. I know why I'm prophesying, though. 2011, one of the most painful experiences of my life. When I'm connected to people, I'm connected to them with my whole heart. I don't play around with words. You don't see me everywhere. I had a pastor, Pastor Enos. We fasted marathon fasting together because this issue affected my theology. I had to go and pray and start afresh. I was transferred from Ife, transferred out to Sokoto. They were coming. I don't want to mention they entered Sokoto. No accident. Tire went flat. They packed to repair the tire. She sat down quietly under a tree. Another car, the brake failed, ran her over, reversed, drove off. She died on the spot. That's not even when they told, oh no. When we got to the village for the burial, we were still mourning quietly until the firstborn said, "This is the fourth person in this house that is dying at 39. But I don't know all others, but I know her. This is a woman of fasting." There's a prayer we used to pray. Then, I don't know if people still pray it. Whatever it is that the devil has planted somewhere in my future, God, you are not trapped in time. Go ahead of me. Delete them. See, don't pray this prayer like Ajebo. Pray it like your life depends on it. Go ahead by your power. Delete them. Erase them. In Jesus' name we are praying. Amen. Amen. This is not the way we pray. There's something called Operation Push. Pray until something happens. Listen. By the grace of God, I am a student of the word. So sometimes when some people say some things, I keep quiet. When people say that there is nothing like deliverance, this is not my problem. I can refer about two cases, just two. Tell me what this case needs, sir. There's no deliverance. Okay. Somebody is holding a knife under the influence of demons, trying to kill a 1-month-old baby. I'm telling you a matter I've seen. So what's the response? Sit down, let's teach you new creation realities. Jesus went about with the Holy Ghost and power. He was healing and delivering all that were oppressed of devils. Amen. Be careful. When the devil wants to finish you, he will cement you with some theologians so you can be finished on time. Pray. See, Before you even say there's nothing like deliverance, you break through first. Huh? Break through first. You didn't pray that prayer in a... I think you are playing church. Listen to me now. Hear me. My Father, my God. Tomorrow is not a reality that is to come. You are already there. Whatsoever is planted that is not of you, I know you can go ahead of me. Uproot them. Pray it with fire. Pray it. Shekata balara.
Maranatha. Maranatha. Maranatha, my Lord is here. Maranatha. Maranatha, my Lord is here. Maranatha. Maranatha. Maranatha, my Lord is here. Maranatha. Maranatha, my Lord.
In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Strangely, the Lord is asking me to do something. You are here. Hear me. You know it. That your father died trying. He didn't break through. And there's another person here. Your name is Joel. Joel. God is asking me to decree that the siege is over. You belong to that cat. You know it. See, in a meeting like this, no, don't form too sure. Forget about the way we dress. You break through first. You know it. Your father died trying. You know it did not come out. And you must not continue in that state. Rush out. And I want to see the jewel. Rush out. Moses Ako, come over here. Oh, I want you to, if even for 1 minute, cry. Like your life depends on it. Even if it is a minute. Cry to God. He has not called the seed of Jacob to seek him in vain. Even if it is a minute. Cry. Like your life depends on it. Don't look at anybody. You lift your voice and cry. I won't stop where they stop. I won't fail where they failed. I break every siege. I break it. I break it.
Oh. Oh. My help
is Joel. Joel. Come, my friend. Okay. Are there two? Who among you is into tech? Yes. By tech, I mean something media related. Okay. Don't worry. Come, my friend. I heard it clearly. Reward for your labors. You are entering a season of reward. That's your season. That's your season. Joel, the siege, as you've known it, is over. By the finger of the Lord. The siege is over. You are out. The siege is over. The siege is over. The siege is over. Thank you, Father. Amen. Amen. Years back, it occurred to me in the place of prayer. Because there are certain prayers you will not pray unless your eyes of understanding are enlightened. It occurred to me that nobody has truly broken through in my lineage. That informed the level of fasting and prayer. I got what I want. God is just starting. One of the things I later learned is that sometimes, while it is good to fast, but the yoke will actually be destroyed by the anointing. And declaration can end what 40 days may not cater for. I tell you, is there anyone here who know by revelation? Ah, tonight is my night. A woman was brought in here. She had cancer of the liver last year. The doctor said she has about 2 weeks to live. I tried everything she could. No freedom. Stomach had grown big like a 9-month pregnant woman. She said to them, "Take me to him. I know I will be healed." Last year, two weeks to live. Her legs were big, double the size. Just a simple declaration. The legs shrank immediately. She laughed. She told those they came with, "I told you." I was seated there. I received a message from her. I laughed. The reason why I'm sharing that story is that there are some of you coming from a place where there seems to be a verdict of death. Premature death. Stand up, lift your hands. I stretch my hands towards you. The fire of God is going to fall upon everyone that there is a verdict of death hanging. I command the spirit of death, pack your load and get out. Every sickness that has consistently taken lives, that is hidden somewhere in your body, I will count 1 to 5. Many of you will begin to see them manifest out and shake out by the fire of the Lord. You will not fall where they fell. Now I'm going to speak to those hidden things. So as I count, Father, I ask that your light begin to scan this entire people and everything that you have not planted will be uprooted. Lift your hands. There's going to be a scanning and a release of the fire of the Holy Ghost. One. Two. Three. Four. Five. Scream and leave them now. Scream and leave them now. Out. 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 Get out. Get out. You foul spirit of darkness. Get out. Never torment them again. Out of our life. Now. Get out. Every sickness locking. Get out of our life. Now. Never return. We separate you by a mark of fire from the root of what have salvaged an entire generation. There's a lady, it's like your stomach wants to tear. There's Epa. Shakate Rokushete. It's like he wants to tear. There's another person, the experience you are having, it's like you want to vomit words. It's like there's the way the word is, it's like you want to vomit it by a mark of fire. Break out! Break out. Break out. Separate you from it. Separate you from it. It is your night. Amen. Now hear me. It doesn't matter how bad it has been. Join your hands together. I stretch my hands towards you. It takes power to be distinguished. It takes power to overcome. Lift those hands up as you join them together. Father, let there be a baptism of power. Power that is potent enough to separate men. From my right hand side to the back, at the count of three, let there be a release. One, two, three. Power of the Holy Ghost. Touch them. Envelope them completely. Fill them. Separate them for your glory. You will not be a part of that evil record. Young lady, the hand of God is strong upon you. Pakas Yelebo Kotai. Your life will be a testimony of the fact that God has found a man for himself. There's a shift. There's a shift. I don't know what is it with this meeting and the breaking of a new stream, but I see that again. New stream of water flowing. New stream of water. I don't know why, but it's been happening. New streams of water. New streams of water flowing. It will no longer be dirty fountains. It will no longer be. 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 It will no longer be dirty fountains. It will no longer be. Israel, a man separated unto the Lord for his glory. It will. Who is blessing amongst you? Blessing. 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 I'm not sure it's a first name. Blessing. Where's blessing? Hey. Where's blessing? Lion roar. Eagles fly.
it's in you. You were meant to fly.
About his second name, okay? But you came by the Spirit. Are you following what I'm saying? God is separating you for himself from the days of your youth. The same thing that came upon my life early, receive it early. Early. Listen. It is time, says the Lord. It is time. That all that are ceased from walking were rekindled back to life. All that you have given up on and concluded that they may never pick up again. In this day and time, by the wind of the Spirit, they will begin to pick up again. There's a woman online who has a baby in her womb that stopped moving. As I speak, that child is kicking again. That child is kicking. Blessing. It is time. Don't move on from what God is not done with. It's bringing them back to life again. Thank you, Father. Bless your holy name. The Lord said to tell all of you standing in front, go and begin to do the things you could not do before. Begin to do the things that you could not do before. The Lord said to tell you, I will hold you by the hand and you will not do the work alone. Do not be afraid, says the Lord. I will hold you by the hand, says the Lord. Thank you. I perceive that your journey as planned is about to be altered. There's a sudden turn. Where's her husband? There's a sudden turn. Prepare for it. Man of God, there's a sudden turn coming. God is altering your plans. He's altering your plans. Is that okay? He's altering your plans. He's altering your plans. He's altering your plan. There's something already burning on your head. There's a new race in front of you. There's a new race. I see the year written in bold. 2024. There's something about that year. Prepare. Use the remaining season to prepare. There's something the Lord is doing. There's a new race in front of you. The Lord said to tell you, go and do the things you could not do before. If it has been difficult, go and break through. Go and break through. Do you understand what I'm saying? If the journey has been dragging, begin to run. It doesn't have to be dramatic, but the word has gone forth. It will not fall to the ground. It will not. As touching you, The Lord said to raise a cry. You know what he said to tell you? Advance. What took me several weeks of dry fasting to break, they are broken in your life by the anointing. Those of you who could not marry before, go and get married. One of the signs that there's a shift is that you begin to see the things you were not seeing before. That is, there's going to be supernatural light. Yeah. You will see the opportunities you are not seeing. Yeah, you will. You will. You will notice that there's something different about your sight. There's something different. Thank you. God is anointing your shoulders to carry burdens. Burdens. Lift your hands. Say, I receive that grace. In the name of Jesus, at the hand of the Lord. Thank you, Father. Rejoice. Do the things you could not do before. Rejoice again, I say rejoice. Go back to your seat knowing, yes, this is it. This is it. I found it. I found it. Hear me. Please hear me. Hear me. Hear me. I'm going to still pray for the pastors. And that reminds me, where's Taiwo? Come. The Lord spoke to me while you were ministering. The Lord spoke to me. The Lord spoke to me. Thank you, Father. No, stand. Stand behind her. Now, hear me. Lift your hands. There's a prophetic vial of oil that you have been entrusted with, and there's a contention over it. I command, Satan, take your hands off her now. Let the mark of fire to break the portals of the prophetic open in a new level be released upon your life. When you raise a sound, even dead atmospheres will respond. Take her up. Help her. I command that the weight of glory that distinguishes men, weight, kabod, will sit on your life. There is a new surge of the Spirit you will begin to see. As God steers atmosphere open to you, there is a wave of healing following what I'm declaring. There is a wave of healing. There's a wave of healing. You are entering into a new season. There's a wave of healing. There's a wave of healing. You will see it. You will walk in it. Thank you, Father. Bless your holy name. Thank you, Father. It is the anointing that makes the difference. I shared my story with you. I saw it. Nobody, I saw it. It looks like people don't break through in my family. They stop at 11. God opened my eyes. I saw it early. Fasted. I had that revelation. I saw a man was lying down dead. I saw the angel of God standing. Said, do you know this man? I said, I don't know him. He said, that's the father of your grandfather. I saw it. Said he went with something that belonged to all of you. Your cry has reached the heavens. We'll wake him up. Pick yours. I picked mine. But I saw it. It doesn't matter what is stolen from your lineage. There's restoration. One of the most mysterious scripture I found was when God said he will restore the years that the locusts and the cankerworm have eaten. What is that? Locusts are dangerous. You know why? As they eat, they excrete. God said, I will reverse the irreversible. You made a mistake, forget it. He's reversing it. Forget the lie of the devil. God is not trying to haunt you with your past. He wants to restore you. He's not teaching you with sickness. He wants to heal you. And I decree that even the years that the locusts have eaten, they are restored. Now I don't want to be distracted. There's a major part of tonight that I must get to. Sit down for a minute. Sit down. There's a major part. Aduke. I'm going to pray for that person. It's not your first name because that's not a common name. Aduke. Oh yes, you are here. Oh yes. One of the things that the Lord has asked me to call out from this meeting, He asked me to declare it, is the grace for global relevance. He said to me, I want to begin to bring men out of this place who will be relevant in all nations. By what power did Daniel stand out in Babylon? It was the hand of God upon his life. It was the hand of God. God separated him. There's something called excellent spirit. It is not just about the ability to do things right. That what that grace does is that it separates men from their equals. And I see that grace. And I see the number 7. 7 people. I saw it. Excellent spirit. Such that was on Daniel. Excellent spirit. I will count that number 1 to 7. It will rest. 7 of them. Bring them out. I saw it. Number 7. Excellent spirit. I will count 1 to 7. It will bolt across this place. One of the things that begin to happen is that you'll be seeing things in a different light. As I count, the fire for it will fall. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7 of them. It's a mark. There's a pastor. Hey, lift your hands. There's a pastor. Help him. Power of the Holy Ghost. Help him. That grace is resting. We call it forth. We summon that dimension. It is not business as usual. It's time to break forth. Excellent spirit. It's a new season. It is not business as usual. It is not going to be business as usual. It is not going to be business as usual. It is not going to be business as usual. It is not going to be business as usual. There's something happening in several heads. It is happening like cool water. It is the impact of the finger of God. Help them. Like cool water of the Spirit. Oh, Shahai Kahafelikai. There is grace for what the Lord is doing. There is grace. There is grace. Shaka telebebe keto shente katabai. Grati les te credi moti ste kele. Eflente ketu ste credi mahai. Elikam rebenosha. We call you out of ordinariness. We call you out of ordinariness. That your eyes of understanding be enlightened. We call you out of ordinariness. It's a new season. Saviors will arise from Zion. Nations will beckon on them to come. Come help us. Come help us. It is the sound of the nations. Come help us. Come help us. Come over and help us. You are not trying to get to nations. Nations are calling. Come help us. It is the calling of the Spirit. Come help us. Nations are calling. Come help us. Come speak to our leaders. Come revive us. I see the apostolic mantle. Nations calling. Apostles, we need you. Come, come, come. It is the cry of the Spirit. I hear the cry of nations, of kings and territories. Come help us. Come. It is not business as usual. There is something on your life. Nations are crying for it. It is not business as usual. I hear nations crying. Come help us. Come help us. The destiny of nations tied around your loins. It is the cry of nations. Come help us. I see the Lord placing the wings on man. It's time to mount up. It's time to come into a new flight by the Spirit. It is time to enter a new atmosphere of flight. It is time to mount up on wings like eagles. I hear the cry of nations. Come help us. Come. 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 We need the wisdom of God upon your life. Come teach us. Teach us the ways of your God. Teach us His principles. Our science has failed us. Come help us. What the Lord is cooking in your life require a level of light for adjustment. There is a level of seriousness with which you need to arise so you can synergize with what God is doing. And what the devil is trying to do is to bring distractions with different things. There is a level of awareness that can only happen through light and revelation. This is who I am by the Spirit. Moses said he thought that the Israelites will know that this is the time for God to set them free from slavery by his hands, but they did not know. And it took extra 40 years. Do you know this is the time? Are you aware? Are you aware? It's time. It's time. God is not scamming you. He's not doing what he's doing in vain. He's not scamming you. He is not. What came on Joseph? He was a slave. And then a prisoner. There was a matter that it took a man that the hand of God is upon his life to interpret. Hear me. Look up, everyone. The Lord said to tell some of you, you have not seen anything yet. So you think you have seen prosperity. Wait to see what I'm about to do next. You have not seen anything yet. You have not seen anything yet. Because the Lord is about to start something new. Something new, something new. There's no man that he became distinct in these things without the impact of God's hands. I've said it again and again. One of the secrets of this ministry, and I'm not saying this, I don't throw words around, I know by revelation, is that word that comes. When Papa comes, says, I spend weeks listening again and insisting, they won't fall to the ground. They never. I decree, it doesn't matter what has held you down, it is your time to shift. It is your time to shift. It doesn't matter. I'd like to pray for pastors, sons and daughters in ministry. Pastors, please come. Come forward, please. Come with your spouses. It's a season of shift upon your ministries. It's a season of shift. Some of you might be in the congregation with your sons and daughters in ministry. Don't hold back. The Lord spoke to me about you yesterday, that the work that is coming to you in this season will be so much. You will need structures. You will need structures. You will need structures. God wants to bring many ladies in ministry under you as a model, as a model, as a model, as a model, as a model. Pay attention. Let your heart be enlarged. Let your eyes be open. To see what the Lord is doing. Let your heart be enlarged. To see what the Lord is doing as a model. That grace, that wisdom, that empowerment of the Spirit. Rest upon your life. There's a shift. Lift your hands, those of you in front. You will no longer function by just hook. Through your life, as you step into territories, it will be the casting of net. Stand behind all these men. From my right hand side to the last person, I command and I decree, please help them, because the power of God will rush over them. Let a new wave of glory. Hear this. Some of you have asked me in secret, Apostle, what is the secret of the weight with which you minister? Such as I have today, I give unto you. Let a new wave of weight of the Spirit sit upon your life. It doesn't matter how dead an atmosphere is. As you speak, the hand of God will sit. As you speak, the hand of God will speak. As you speak, the hand of God will sit. Weight of the Spirit. Weight of the Spirit. Kasa kabanikai selekai demokuse. Weight of the Spirit. Kalus kaideko singahida. Weight of the Spirit. Shahai kaba. I heard the word pastor of pastors. Leikotis the broken man. New wave of wisdom. Help her, please. Help her. There's a new utterance given to you. Pay attention. Pay attention to scriptures. Pay attention. Pay attention. Weight of the Spirit. I rebuke discouragement. Get out of his heart. Weight of the Spirit. By the hand of the Lord. Weight of the Spirit. Shai katabalakai. Shele kataba. Hai kotus. Kelemotish. There is somebody amongst you that is going to begin to walk in healings. And one of the marks there's going to be a shaking is to vibrate through your entire system. It's that grace God has placed on my life. No matter what the sickness is, they are confronted. Those have not laid hands on, step forward. They have not laid hands on you. There's a grace for healing, 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 healing. And the miraculous. Healing, 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 healing. Let that grace sit. Let that grace sit on your life. Let that grace sit. It's a new season. It's a new season. It's a new season. By the finger of the Lord. By the finger of the Lord. By the finger of the Lord. Shahai Kafedish. You had a vision. And in that vision, you saw something. It's time to establish what you saw. Allow her. Allow her. Where is her husband? Sashade's husband, come out quickly. Saba Metale, step out. Step out. The Lord gave me a word concerning you. The Lord said, tie them to your garment and don't leave them behind. Carry them everywhere you go. That's what the Lord told me. I know your heart. I know who you are. I know your heart. I know your heart. Man of God, it's a new season for you by the finger of the Lord. Let the wife hold the hand. Help her up now. Hold your hands. Join your hands together. Everything you came into this conference that is missing in your life, by this time next festival of life, you'll come with your sheaves rejoicing. Hold them. It's going to be very strong. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. It is done by the finger of the Lord. Pay attention, O ye. Build structures. Build structures. Build structures. Build structures. The harvest is coming. Build structures to carry the weight of what is coming. Build structures. There's somebody among you that the Lord asked to organize a meeting, and the meeting looked like discipling ministers. You say, it can't be me. I'm not ready for it. Who is that person? Step out. You denied it. You said, no. Yes. Go and do it. What did I say? Go and obey what God said. Never say I'm a child. Don't say it's not time. Stay in the spirit. It's time. The same grace God has placed on my life to raise men. Receive it. Receive it. In the name of Jesus. By the hand of the Lord. I hear the word largeness of heart. Largeness of heart. Heart enlargement. Heart enlargement. Heart enlargement. Thank you, Father. Somebody heard a word between the last 3 days. The Lord told you, get out of where you are. It is a small place. Can no longer take you. Who is that person? God told you, get out of where you are. What are you still waiting for? Move where the Lord says move. When it moves, the land can no longer bring water. Things respond because the Lord is there. One of the marks God is going to give for obedience is that it will connect you with men of means. Move, 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 move. Obey. Thank you, Father. Father, I decree upon all these ministries, let there be a harvest of testimonies and miracles. Man of God, it keeps getting closer than you think. Keeps getting closer. Keeps getting closer. Keeps getting closer. Keeps getting closer. I know you are multidimensional in your approach to ministry, but there are new things that your heart is not conceiving the full picture. Yes. There are new things. Separate yourself in a fast. Separate yourself in the fast. Yourself and your wife. The Lord will open your eyes. You will see it. Amen. You will see it. Amen. You will see it. Hold up, please. There is a grace with which men command influence. I give you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. It is done. It is done. Hey. Hey. Usher. Step out of that place. Pastor Julius, as I look in your direction, I saw you and your wife. Hold your hands together. Look at me. I saw a move of the Spirit. And I heard the word, run. Run. And what that means is that there is a grace for speed coming. Run. Stand behind them. It's an anointing of the Spirit. I saw it. Run. Run. There's a wave for it. Run. Run. Help them. 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 Jesus. Has kept us will keep you. Hold hands with your husband. Commune. Don't play safe. Don't play safe. Don't play safe. You know what I mean? Don't play safe. Thank you, Father. Bless you, Lord. It's a new wave of glory. It's a new empowerment. It's a new wave of empowerment. I want to release you, but let me pray for this final person. I see a season of crusades. Where are you? God, see, there's nothing God says here that is an information. It's rather a confirmation of what he's been saying. Who is that person? Crusades. Yeah. Out of my belly shall flow rivers.
Rivers of living water.
Lift your hands, lift your hands, lift your hands. Something is resting on you.
Out of my belly shall flow.
Out of my belly
shall flow.
Rivers of living water.
Rivers of living water.
You have seen it at a level. You see it in a new level. The flow of miracles. You see it in a new level. You sit in a new level by the impact of those hands. You sit in a new level.
Let it flow, let it flow.
Sit with it. Sit with it. Sit with it.
Let it flow.
I see campus is erupting. I see campus is erupting. I see campus is erupting.
Let it flow, let it
by the impact of those
hands. Oh, let it flow.
You will not be afraid. You will not be afraid. You will not be afraid. The impact of God. It's a new season. Respond. Respond to what God is saying.
Let it flow, let
thank you, Father. It is done.
Let it flow, let it flow.
It is done.
Oh, let it flow,
amen. Second to the last, I want to decree over this set of people. The Lord told me, he said he's raising an army of men whose weapon is wealth. Not greed. Not those who want to scam. Not those who just want to ride some cars and prove some point. But those in whose hearts God has formed the kingdom. You have that burning desire. You have. I want to decree.
Yes, Lord.
Because we are coming back next year for Festival of Life again. If Jesus tarry to come, we are going to be seeing what will be happening. It will be unbelievable. The pastors to please go back to their seat now. You belong to this category of individuals. Rush out. Just going to decree over you. All closed doors will open. Whether you're online, stay with the same stay with the same open heart. Wherever you are, come out. I'm about to decree. I wasn't surprised when Nifemi came. Talk about when they were praying. The word God told him that he wants to make billionaires from this house in a hurry. And this one is, when people hear those, they say, yes, yes, yes. But this is kingdom. Whenever kingdom is not formed as a foundation, money destroys. People can now afford their problems. Lift your hands. Three declarations. Number one, you will do the right things. You didn't say that, amen. Number two, you will get the right result. Number three, unusual favor will back you up. Let me say it again. Number one, you will do the right things. Number two, you will see the right result. Number three, unusual favor will back you up. I told you, open your eyes. I told all of you during Sons and Daughters Conference, I said, go and get your international passport. One of the things God wants to do in this house is that He wants to collapse the borders of nations. It will not be a big deal because you have an assignment that requires it. Do you understand what I'm saying? Let me tell you one of the things God told me. He said, what you will see between now and the next festival of life, you have not seen it in your 5 years put together. That's the reason why we are praying the way we are praying. That's the reason why we are doing what we are doing in the secret. It appears God wants to compress time. Have you seen it? Do you believe it? You are tired of waiting. God can't do it. Do you believe it? The name that is above all names. If Jesus tarry to come before this next festival of life, the level of breakthrough that will come out of your life will be unbelievable. It is done. Nothing will shift it. These words will not fall to the ground. Tayo, you are calling me in your heart. Step out. Listen. The Lord said, is not the door great before you? Enter. And He said to say this to douse your fears. You will not fail Him. Don't limit what He's doing because of fear of failing God. Stand up. Lift your hands. The apostolic fire that is burning within you will follow you to nations. Touch now! From your head to your toe. It will follow you everywhere. And you will not feel God. Hey, that door is open. It is. It is. It is. Nothing will stop it. Nothing will stop it. Nothing will stop it. I don't know why God is saying concerning you, Victor, more media outlets. That doesn't make sense. Because you already have too much. What's going on? Capacity. Capacity. New capacity. Is that okay? New capacity. Enlarge your heart for more. Is that clear? You've not seen anything yet. Enlarge your heart for more. Enlarge your heart for more. New capacity is coming. And many of the things that are on paper but doesn't make sense yet will begin to make sense. Because God will give you men. He will give you men. This world will not fall to the ground. Look around, everyone. Crossover service 2021. I called the family out. I told them, if this guy's life don't change this year, God has not called me. Whenever I speak to them now, I cry. Because there's a God who answers prayer. Look around. Look at the people you have seen. This is the last time you will see them like this. There's a shift. Nothing will stop it. It is done. In Jesus' mighty name. Give the Lord a big hand. Now, go back to your seat. I'm done, but there's an assignment that Minister Moses has in sealing what is happening tonight. And sorry about your time. You know us. We try as much as we can. But I want us to do something. We are going to have 5 minutes. We have never ended a program like this before. We will have 5 minutes of stillness before God in worship. Pick your pen. Your writing material. God wants to speak. There's something about this atmosphere. There are new instructions that will come. There's new light. Take 5 minutes. After that, the next pastor that will close the service will be here. If you want to go on your face, this is not conference as usual. This is not the normal festival of life. There is something about our life and this season, and we must see it. Next 5 minutes, you will raise a sound. It's a prophetic voice. If you want to go on your knees, go on your knees. If you want to lie down, lie down. Find a spot. Let there be no distraction. Whatsoever he asks you to do, do it. Many of you will hear instructions. That doesn't make sense. Some of you have spoken before, but you had no faith. He will confirm his word. Just be like a child in worship. That's how to receive. Don't just sit down waiting for him to speak. Worship is a vehicle. Ride on it. Ride on it. Because we are going to advance 3 instructions from God. Tomorrow morning, Papa will be here. He's already in town. We are fired up and expectant. I don't know when I'm going to sleep tonight. Because my life must not remain the same. By this time next year, there are nations we must have covered. And I know the world will shift us there. Don't know how hungry you are. About 5 minutes. Go before God like a child. Cry your eyes out. Let him carry you.
He's about to do something new. He's about to do something new. I can feel it in my bones, something new. He's about to do something new. He says, I'll make streams in the desert. He's about to do something new. He's about to do something new. Can you see it? I feel it in my bones, something new. He's about to do something new. Open your eyes and see it. He's making streams in the desert, something new. Oh, he's exalting every valley, something new. Oh, I'm here to prophesy. He's exalting every valley, something new. About to do something new. He's already made all things new. You're no longer the same. He's already made all things new. I can feel it in my bones, for you right now. Turn around and see it. Can't you see it? Something new. You are never going to be the same no more. Open your eyes. What can you see? What can you see? What can you see? He's making all things new. Can you see that the rain is gathering? Can you see the cloud gathering now? Oh, what do you see? What do you see? Child of God, what do you see? Open your eyes and see it right now. Afraid to dream again. Open your eyes and see. Your father is drawing pictures. I see him drawing pictures in your mind. As far as your eyes can see, as far as your eyes can see, something, something, something. You've been on this mountain for too long. Something new. You've been on this mountain for too long. Yeah. Something new. Something new. Something new. Yeah. Something new. Something new. Can you see it? Can't you feel it? Can't you feel it? Can't you feel? Yeah. Something. Can't you see? Can't you see? Open your eyes and I know and see. Yeah. As far as your eyes can see. As far as your eyes. Oh. a child of God. I'm a child of God.
Sing it. I am a child of God. I'm no longer a slave. I'm no longer a slave to sin. Can you go ahead and rejoice? Go ahead and rejoice. Go ahead and shout. Go ahead and rejoice. He said, I said to you again, rejoice. And again I say,
the message you just listened to is sponsored by the friends and partners of Femi Lazarus Apostolic Ministries Ecumenical, Flame. To partner with Flame, kindly make use of these account details. 2215005289 UBA.